The Barbados Workers' Union and the Transport Ministry to meet next week Tuesday on proposed divestment of the Transport Board. Meantime, the opposition Democratic Labour Party claiming the divestment of the Transport Board will make the transportation system in Barbados chaotic and unprofitable. The Diabetes Association warning of rising cases among working-age Barbadians. This as the organization reflects on 50 years of diabetes awareness and management. And the BBC apologizes to President Trump over the Panorama video edit, but refuses to pay him a cent. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
A proposed divestment plan of the Barbados Transport Board has drawn the attention of the Barbados Workers' Union. Starcom Network News has confirmed with Sir Leroy Trotman, who signed on behalf of the General Secretary of the BWU, that a meeting between the union and the Ministry of Transport and Works is set to be held on Tuesday, November 25th, after in-house discussions next week on the matter. The divestment plan on the table include the proposed severance of all workers of the Transport Board, with discussions to be held with the union on separation packages. It further divulges a plan to transfer the ownership of the 121 Chinese BYD electric buses to former employees of the Transport Board and the Transport Authority. Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party is expressing concern that the proposed divestment of the Barbados Transport Board could make the island's transportation system chaotic and unprofitable. Party members argued on their online forum, DLP TV, that the proposed shift could lead to higher bus fares and potentially cripple the free transportation service currently offered to the elderly and school children. The DLP St. Peter candidate, Attorney at Law Jason Phillips, fears that these vulnerable groups could lose access to a service they have relied on for decades.
Transport Board, in its current setup, provides a critical service. Mm-hmm. The average Barbadian, especially those who would have retired. When you bring this new authority, what happens to the person who lives on a pension and gets some sort of subsidy by being able to travel on the bus for free? I am sure private entity is not going along that. Just put them here. So the pensioners will very well suffer. Mm-hmm. Barbadians, you have to think about what this Barbados Labour Party led government is doing to you.
Yes.
They are reducing your income.
Meanwhile, St. George North candidate David Warren also raised concerns about the future of unprofitable routes under a privatized system.
I always put myself in the shoes of the average person. No, unprofitable routes will become an issue. A private concessionaire wants to make profits. He don't want to drive over in the country where the roads are bad, destroy the unit, and take in very little profit. So here we go again. We will have an issue of private concessionaires complaining about unprofitable routes. Remember I said that.
That's DLP St. George North candidate David Walren speaking on DLP TV about the proposed divestment of the Transport Board. The lawsuit filed by veteran physical education teacher and athletics coach Alwyn Babb against the government has been adjourned once again after coming up in the High Court yesterday. Attorney at Law Ricardo Harrison, who represents Babb, told Starcom Network News that although he has already submitted his claim for damages and cost, counsel for the government was not yet in a position to respond. He described the repeated delays as frustrating.
While we on this side don't wish to apportion blame to anyone in particular, we find it more than passing strange that each time we come to court, there's a delay on the side of the state. It is causing my client obvious pain and anguish because he has suffered enough. We would wish that the courts or the court system find some formula to bring speedy resolution to these matters. Let me say I'm really disappointed that you have to wait until the 16th of April to have a resolution to this matter. And again, we don't even know if by that time the state will be ready in its response to our submissions.
Attorney at Law Ricardo Harrison in the lunchtime edition. The Diabetes and Hypertension Association of Barbados is raising fresh concern about the increase in the number of people with diabetes as more Barbadians of working age are being diagnosed with the chronic illness. Speaking this morning during the association's John Grace Memorial Breakfast panel discussion, held as the organization reflects on 50 years of diabetes awareness and management, President Tyrone Lowe said the trend is deeply worrying.
The Barbados statistics are proven consistent before Sappin University, and there are lots of programs in place to monitor and treat and control. Still, the incidence increase, where 50 years ago it was about maybe under 3% in Barbados, now it is between 15 to 18%. Is it comforting? No. You would think after 50 years, as we reflect, that we will see some better control. The International Diabetes Federation has just disclosed that 7 out of 10 people of working age are suffering or do have diabetes. If that is 70% of people of working age, that means that many people under 65 who are still actively at work are still suffering from the circumstance. And it suggests that all ages, therefore, are being impacted.
He added that the association is now noticing a rise in younger patients with children and young adults seeking assistance. Barbadian-born professor, Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts, Dr. Valerie Ramdin, was recently among esteemed nurses inducted into the class of the 2025 fellows in the American Academy of Nursing. Clinical professor and director of global health affairs at Northeastern University, the Health Sciences School of Nursing, the former Alexander student has emanated nursing excellence in graduating from the tertiary institution of nurseries in Barbados since 1985. Now she is, of course, given that great honor, she is indeed extremely grateful. And finally, the BBC has apologized to U.S. President Donald Trump for a panorama episode that spliced parts of his January 6, 2021 speech together, but have rejected any thoughts of giving him any compensation. Our top stories. The BWU and the Transport Ministry to meet on Tuesday, November 25th on the proposed divestment of the Transport Board. Sir Leroy Trotman supposed to lead that charge. Meantime, opposition Democratic Labour Party claiming the divestment of the Transport Board will make the transportation system in Barbados chaotic and unprofitable. The Diabetes Association warning of rising cases among the working age Barbadians, and the BBC apologizes to President Trump over the panorama video edit but are refusing to pay him a single cent. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you so very much, Barry. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.